When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Unlock a new era in podcasting with Unfiltered Studios. Ready to break free from the ordinary? Dive into a world where authenticity meets innovation. Our network isn't just about podcasts. It's a revolution. From nostalgia to movies, sports to self-improvement, find your favorite podcast in an array of diverse shows. Only at Unfiltered Studios. Join the movement. Subscribe to Unfiltered Studios today and join the podcasting revolution. Unfiltered Studios, where every voice finds its place. Visit unfpod.com today to find your favorite show.
Unfiltered Studios will help you press record.
And hello, movie lovers, and welcome to the show. So, tonight's the night. Tonight's the night that I'm going to be reviewing Dexter Original Sin. This is Blood Drive. This is the ninth episode of Dexter Original Sin. We only have one more episode left, and I'm saddened by the fact that we only have one episode left because I've been loving it. I've been loving geeking out with you guys and stuff like that for this show. So, let's go on ahead. Let's review Dexter Original Sin Episode 9, Blood Drive. Let's do that now, guys. And hello, movie lovers. And like I said, I'm going to be reviewing Dexter Original Sin, Blood Drive, Episode 9. But first off, I just want to say this. We are sponsored by Fanatics. If you don't know what Fanatics is or anything like that, it's a sports store geared towards people that love different sports teams and stuff like that. As a matter of fact, I ended up buying a nice Celtics jersey and stuff like that, and even in a hoodie as well. So go on ahead, get yourself from Fanatics. Now we're going to go on ahead and open up to Dexter Original Sin. So my first thing is this. I really love the way Dexter Original Sin Episode 9 opens up, where you actually see Ryan for the very first time, seeing how he actually takes down one of his victims. And he's in a bingo game, right? So you're wondering, how is this going to lead up to anything? Especially whenever he's doing a bingo game with this elderly person. You don't know how this elderly person is even connected in with anything. And so it's to be, he winds up winning. She winds up winning the first round, I believe, in bingo. And so, you know, after that, it moves into this other thing that happens, where now we're actually following up with Harry and LaGretta, and they're inside the hospital area. And this is what winds up happening. So Bobby is losing a lot of blood, to the point now where it's like, okay, so now we have to do a blood drive for Bobby because he's losing so much blood. So everybody in the PD is going to go on ahead and do a blood drive for him. But LaGretta pulls him off to Harry. And if you remember this, Rossi and I both talked about this the other night, where Harry winds up taking the file of Dexter's mom and trying to finagle it around whenever over against Miami, because of the fact he didn't want anybody to know that, you know, he was even connected in with Dexter's mom or anything like that, because it went awry. So what does he do? He winds up getting taking the file with him, and then of course LaGretta winds up catching him with the file in the car, and now that's the confrontation that she has out in the hallway with him. And she's like, what's going on, Harry? And it's like, okay, I got to tell you something. So I was having an affair with Dexter's mom, and it went awry. I ended up sleeping with her, and I had an affair. And so that's what happened. So, you know, LaGretta, I like how this is actually being played out. And she's like, really? So then after that happens, you have this whole entire thing of happening where you have Dexter trying to take down the captain. And I really have to say, I really liked how they finally give us the confrontation between Dexter and the captain, because he's a sleazeball. He ended up kidnapping his own son, for crying out loud. And he winds up telling, just kidnapping his own son just to get back at his ex-wife because of the fact that they have some beef against each other for the divorce that they have. And a matter of fact, I even said that in the Dexter group that the only motivation that he has and everything is because of the fact that he's mad at his ex-wife. That's the only motivation he has. Now, as far as him kidnapping the judge's son, I still am going on that whole entire deal of I think something didn't work out in his favor. So therefore, in order for him to bring justice right and everything, so he decides to get revenge on his own son and kills his son. But that's just me thinking about that. But also, too, I want to go back to that whole entire LaGretta and Harry situation, because I'm wondering why this whole entire time, like, why did Harry not adopt Ryan? Why was it always just Dexter? Why didn't he take the both of them in? Come to find out, he did take both of them in. It's just, Ryan's an asshole. I'm just going to say it right then and there. He's an asshole. And, you know, I like now going back on it, actually watching it for the second time, I had a laugh at the part where Harry's confronted with LaGretta and he's like, yeah, I always wondered what happened to poor Ryan. And then you realize what happened. And I'm like, and then he also says, oh, he was such a nice boy. No. Ryan was an asshole. He was just trying to sugarcoat it for LaGretta to make it feel like he was trying to help adopt these two boys to be able to be together and stuff like that. And, you know, it's just one of those things that Ryan's an asshole. And I'll tell you why. He's a douchebag. Okay. So my whole entire time I'm watching this series is like, why didn't Harry take him in? Is the whole fact that he tried to smother Deb with a pillow when he was little. And also, too, you also don't just have that happening and going on, too. But think of it like this, okay? So your husband's having an affair. She winds up dying because of the undercover case that your husband is involved in, right? So what happens is Harry winds up bringing Dexter home with him. And she's even asked him, is this the are these boys related to the woman that you had slept with? And Harry said, yes. And you could definitely tell the hurt. And it's like, you asshole, you brought these kids into my home. You disrespected my home. But she put herself, she put aside her differences and everything when it came down to the two boys. It's like, okay, I'm mad at Harry, but I'm not mad at going to take my anger out on the boys because of Harry's screw up. Because these boys need a mother at this moment. So I definitely like that whole entire deal of, like, I'm pissed off at my husband because, number one, he had an affair with an undercover operative. He's now making me take in that person's kids that he cheated on me with. And now they need a mother. So that is really a messed up situation, Harry. I mean, come on, dude. I don't know what you were thinking. I understand that that Dexter and Ryan both needed parents, but that's pretty jacked up, especially when you have Deb, who is not even walking or talking right now, and you're pretty much putting these putting the boys in a new home, not knowing their own environment or anything, and like I said, you have a newborn daughter. And so, you know, it's like one of those things of like, yeah, I feel bad that they don't have a mother or anything like that. But at the same time, dude, you slept with their mother and Dexter is the only one that looks to you as like a father figure. But what winds up happening is while Harry's away, you have Harry's wife who is in the living room, I believe. And so, no, she's in the kitchen. And Ryan winds up telling her, hey, Dexter wants a sandwich. So she goes, okay, not a problem. She goes off into the kitchen, and then next thing you know, Deb is crying, and Ryan winds up trying to take a pillow to her face because she's crying and because the baby won't shut up. I'm like, this explains why he was not adopted. And also, too, I just want to mention this. Whenever Harry does find their mother in the inside the holding area and stuff like that in the cargo area, I didn't think that they were going to show the body and stuff like that being dismembered and stuff. or anything like that when they chainsaw her, but they actually showed her head, and just seeing Dexter look back at his own mother for the last time. And then the blood falling, coming out of the cargo area, that was just sad. I just felt bad for the boys and everything to actually have to go through something like that. But, you know, Brian Moser is deeply traumatized after being separated from his younger brother. He is taken away by an apparent social worker or child protective service agent. And I just want to mention this. The agent also told Harry, hey, the state of Florida, we do not like to separate the brothers or anything like that. We like to actually have them together. So that's why they have Brian and Dexter together versus them being separated. But because Brian screwed that up and decided to try to smother Deb, now they're having to live out separate lives. And even Harry's like, look, I can't deal with this. He's just going to have to go. So they kept Dexter. They get separated, and that's what happens. And, you know, and it's just sad to see this kid get taken away. But at the same time, though, he's an asshole. And, you know, and then you also have Brian comes back with a vengeance against the social worker in episode, and also too befriending her through multiple bingo nights, like I mentioned, before assaulting her in his van. Yeah. So you're wondering where this is going, like I mentioned before, and how you notice that this is actually the same social worker that is in the bingo game is because of the fact that she has like a scar on her face, like a birthmark. So then you realize, oh, snap, this is the woman that took away Dexter and Brian. And Brian is now pissed off at her for taking him away, splitting them apart. And she's blaming them for his own screw up, which is really messed up. Whenever he was actually the problem, but he's looking to her to blame. And he winds up taking a chainsaw and sawing her in half because she said, well, since you split us apart, I'm also going to split you apart. Then you also have, this is also something else. While Brian's increased role feels like playing in a scared with scarred original series fire, his inclusion has been masterfully handled so far. Finally, solving the mystery of why Dexter and him were truly separated is exactly what the prequel series is all about.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. We ask that you kindly not be that guy, and instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone from their top brands in any condition on any unlimited plan for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 with Galaxy AI.
With new line on my plan, additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.
And demonstrating Harry's logical role in it feels like a crucial gap in Dexter's backstory in a sense. But, you know, at the same time, though, I think it actually, I really have to say that I think it works. I think this prequel series is just great. Then, as Brian Moser revs up and with the chainsaw, like I said, and one of the few targets to ever escape from Dexter's infamous kill table at the first impression, it's puzzling is Dexter's MO, risking breaking the cardinal rule of Harry's code, don't get caught. Dexter still appears to be in the driver's seat with Spencer, who takes his savage finger and photos of his child's victims and drives off with Dexter's in pursuit. So here's the thing, okay? So Dexter's actually working the blood drive and stuff like that, right? So then the M walks the captain. He already knows. Dexter already knows this guy's a slime ball. He already knows that he's planted the plastic bag inside the cartel's area. So, you know, so whenever he has him doing drawing the blood, he winds up, you know, feeling the captain's heartbeat. He says, you have a nice heartbeat. It looks good. You're good. So he winds up jabbing the butterfly needle into his arm. And you can definitely tell this just pisses off Dexter because of the fact that he doesn't like child killers. And I don't blame Dexter at all. This guy's a sleazeball. Who would actually kidnap your own son to get back at your own wife? And then, of course, he winds up saying, you know, I did find a drop of blood, and we're going to probably be able to find out who it really is. And, you know, and the captain's like, well, I hope you'd find him. And I like how Michael C. Hulse is like, you know what? You're a better actor than you are a police officer. So, you know, so after that happens, after the confrontation and stuff, Dexter winds up, he winds up letting him go. And then in walks this other police officer who happens to be gay, and he doesn't know he's been tested for HIV or anything. So Dexter winds up taking the blood for him. So then Masuka walks in after the other police officer leaves and said, hey, man, you need to go on ahead. You need to do what everybody else is doing. You need to do this blood drive. So he's like, which one do you want to go in? So he picks the opposite arm that he had taken the blood. And so now Dexter's weak and everything because of the fact that because he took two pints of blood on blood drive day. And then you also have Deb, who is just loving the, and also too, she's donating blood because Bobby's actually her godfather. So I like how she walks into the police station. Is like, yes, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. This is what I want. She's loving everything that she's seeing. She knows what she wants to be. This leads into the Deborah that we know from all the other original series of Dexter. So that's something that I really liked, is the fact that, you know, it's not just about the approval of Harry anymore. It's now like, this is my passion. This is what I want to do for the rest of my life. I want to work for the police force, but I also want to be able to maintain a relationship with my father. But she knows now that this is her career choice, this is where she wants to be. And then even when she meets Sarah Michelle Gellar's character and stuff like that, and she's like, well, what are you going to be doing when you get out of school? She goes, I don't know. I'm going to probably go to college and everything, but I don't think so because I got kicked off the girls' volleyball team. And they have this conversation of where they're both relatable to each other. And so, you know, and then Deb also makes the joke of like just saying that it's funny that Dexter has a female boss to tell him what to do. So I definitely like how Deb is basically breaking Dexter's balls, even though Dexter's not in front of her or anything like that. Pretty much good children rivalry, if you will. But then, of course, Dexter's following the captain all the way to his house. And then you have this scene where Dexter's about to sedate him, but he doesn't realize this. Harry's in the house with him. I'm like, oh God, this is not good, Dex. Do you need to cancel this and do this another night? Because seriously, dude, you need to rethink this. Harry's with him. So he winds up sneaking out the window. And of course, you know, the police captain's house doesn't even look like a police captain's house. It looks like a bachelor pad. Even Dexter says it. And so of a divorced dad. So after that, you have Dexter who decides to later on to try and figure out how to get the police captain on his table. So he decides to go to the arcade where the police captain's son always goes to. And so he winds up taking a note to the police captain's door and says, if you do not come to the arcade, I'm going to tell everybody what you did. And this actually angers the captain to no end. And so he winds up taking matters into his own hands. And he goes over to the arcade. Dexter has getting ready to sedate him. And he puts up a fight, man. He puts up a damn fight. Like, the police captain winds up taking a needle to his hand. And then Dexter winds up stabbing him right in the neck with the police captain's own hand. And he sedates him and puts him on the table. And of course, you have Nikki looking up while the police captain is actually looking up at the pictures and stuff like that of his son. And Dexter is also saran wrapped, of course. And then now this actually feels like Michael C. Hall. This is Michael C. Hall to the T with the way this is actually handled. I love how the actor who's playing Dexter does a little bit of Michael Hall C isms, and then he also lets the character build on his own without having to rely on anything that Michael C. Hall did. But he does like little small things here and there, and this is one of them, where basically the police captain wakes up, he knows that it's Dexter because they were face-to-face with the confrontation, and he goes, "Dex, what the hell are you doing? Da, 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 da." And then Dexter does the most Michael C. Hall thing he does inside the arcade. He goes, "Hold on, I'm trying to beat your son's high score." And he winds up beating his son's high score, but instead he puts in his son's name, and he goes, "Well, that's the least I can do to help out your son right now, because I can't really help him do anything." So he confronts him. He's like, "Look, how many people have you killed?" He's like, "I didn't kill anybody. I haven't killed anybody. I protect the law. I do da 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 da." And so Dexter's like, "Come on, I know you. You at least killed somebody." And so he winds up admitting to the fact that he's like, "Look, if you don't let me go, Nikki's gonna die of dehydration." So, you know, he also owns up to the fact that he's kidnapped his own son because he wanted to get back, get even with his wife. So Dexter winds up letting him go, but I'm like, "Really, dude? You're just going to let him go?" But no, there's actually a point to that. He doesn't know where Nikki is. He doesn't know where he's being kept. So, and also, too, the way that he actually found out that Nikki is still alive anyways is because through the blood analysis of the jersey that he took off, which is also a real screw-up that Captain Spencer did. So he winds up letting him go, and then he follows him. Then we get that one last scene where he's trying to follow him over to where Nikki is. But yeah, Spencer reveals that he kidnapped Nikki and served his finger because he was upset at his ex-wife, Becca, who had been having an affair with a man named Nelson for 14 years. Nikki's age hasn't been clarified, but it's possible Spencer's kidnapped Nikki because he either knew or suspected that Nikki was not his biological son, but Nelson's. This still leaves some merit unanswered questions about Spencer, such as why he gave both victims the same box lunch, why he served both of the fingers. And my thing is this, and this is whenever I was making my notes out, I was thinking, well, maybe because of the fact that that's what Nikki always ate as far as TV dinners go and stuff like that. So therefore, he also did the same thing to the judge's son and have that little nostalgia kind of moment of, you know what, my son liked these, so therefore you might like them too, and also have the memory of his son. So that's just my little logic of thinking. But what's more, Judge Powell and his son's role in all of this has yet to be determined. After Spencer admits to kidnapping Nikki but not being a serial killer, Dexter is taken aback by the apartment lesson. That one major life event can turn a good person into a killer. Still, a lot of explanation is needed. And to call Spencer a good to great Dexter villain. But I still have to say, there's something more to Spencer. I still say that he killed the judge's son. I don't care what anybody says. He did. He ended up killing this judge's son, whether it was because of the cartel case or some other case or whatever, judge or anything like that. That's to be determined. But I still am going to say that he was somehow had a hand in that. But yeah, that's going to be it as far as this review goes. I hope that you guys enjoyed this review. I enjoy being able to do these reviews every single night with you guys and being able to do this. So I hope that you guys enjoy this. But yeah, I'm going to be doing episode 10 soon. So I hope you guys stay tuned for that. Don't forget to check out Fanatics for all your sportswear and stuff like that. It helps out the show. It also helps out you guys as well to get you guys something nice. So yeah, go on ahead, smash that like button, subscribe button, and stuff like that. Also, to visit our Unfiltered Studios friends, visit the Mama D over at Pills of Support. Visit Sleepy G Show. Visit Nailed It with St. Joe. And then also too, go on ahead and check out Kip's show called The Stupid History Minute. Great fun, random facts about stupid stuff. That's all I can tell you. It's great. I was actually a guest host on that. But yeah, that's going to be it as far as this goes. Don't forget to hit the smash the like button, subscribe button, all that other good stuff here at Movie Lovers Tonight. And we'll catch you guys on the next one. And we are out, guys. Have a great and safe night.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See Home Club for details.